Hi, everybody. This is Lisa with EnglishFluencyNow.com. I'm going to read this blog lesson for you, and this is the slow speed. As many of you know, I live on the west coast of the United States, in the state of Washington. We have pretty mild winters here, especially if you don't live in the mountains. We feel pretty happy about this, especially on days like yesterday, when the other side of the country, the East Coast, was being pummeled with a severe winter storm. In Boston yesterday, a blizzard warning was in effect all day and continued until late in the evening. They received over 30 inches of snow. That's about 76 centimeters in a short amount of time. The blizzard even had a name, Juno. When you live in the U.S., it is important to keep up to date with the weather forecast, especially during the winter months, and especially if you live in certain states that tend to experience specific types of hazardous weather conditions, such as winter storms, heavy rains and flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes, freezing rain, or hail storms. Blizzards are especially dangerous, so it is important to heed the warnings. That means to pay attention to the weather warnings and do what the officials tell you to do. Typically, a blizzard warning is issued when sustained winds or frequent gusts over 35 miles per hour are expected, with considerable falling and/or blowing and drifting snow. Visibility can become poor with whiteout conditions at times. Those venturing outdoors may become lost or disoriented. So people in the warning area are advised to stay indoors and off the roads. All unnecessary travel is discouraged. A blizzard can be a serious, life-threatening storm. Now that the nor'easter, that's what they call a storm in the northeastern part of the country, has lifted, people will spend the next week or so recovering, clearing their driveways, plowing the roads, and getting the utilities back up and running. Schools and businesses will likely stay closed until it is safe to get back on the roads. But in the meantime, the kids can enjoy the snow with some good old-fashioned snowball fights.